Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
This episode is sponsored by Wayfair. My home is a canvas for expressing myself and what matters to my family, whether it's through art or furniture. Wayfair makes it easy to bring that vision to life with everything home, from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor. We just hung the Sabine metal curved oval mirror in our dining room, and it's like the room took a deep breath and suddenly feels like itself. Every style is welcome in the Wayfairhood. Visit Wayfair.com or get the Wayfair mobile app. That's WAYFAIR.com. Wayfair, every style, every home. Hello, welcome to the Lazy Genius Podcast. I am Kendra Adachi, and I'm here to help you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. Today, we're doing something a little different. This is a bonus episode. We might start playing around with some of these that are like deeply specific kinds of episodes in the future, or it might just be this one. I don't know, but I have had enough of you ask me to explain football that I'm going to do a little bonus episode on understanding football. Now, let me be clear here. I am not an expert. I am not an athlete. I have never been able to successfully throw a spiral, and I cannot adequately explain what a nickel and dime offense is without asking someone or the internet for clarification. I don't know everything about football, mostly because no one does. Football's like really complex. There are so many variations and plays and nuances, but you don't have to know all of those in order to enjoy or understand the basics. So that is what we're going to do today. I'm going to explain the basics of football, mostly what the downs mean. That's what gets you. It's just so many numbers and they're very inconsistent, but I do love making football more palatable for people who like to sit on the couch on a Sunday afternoon or on a Thanksgiving Day afternoon and not feel completely lost. Football becomes like way more fun as a viewer once you understand the basics. So let's talk about the basics. Okay, here we go. Ready? Number one, I'm gonna go real basic. The objective here is to score more points than the other team. Now, this is the foundation of most sports endeavors. You want to score points and you want to score more than the other guys. There is one broad way that you score points in football, and that is that you move the football as a team from your end of the field or your territory into the other guy's territory, like enemy territory. And when you cross the line, when you cross a specific boundary with the football, you get points. Now, how you cross that boundary determines how many points you get. Okay, so the two main ways that you actually score points in football are a touchdown and a field goal. A touchdown is when your team moves the football across the actual goal line. The goal line is when the field, like literally when you're watching the NFL, the field moves from green to like very colorful. Every field has two goal lines, one at each end, one for each team. And if the ball crosses that goal line in an appropriate football way, you know, then the team scores a touchdown. A touchdown is worth 6 points. Now, you might be like, no, wait, I thought a touchdown was 7 points. Because scoring a touchdown is the hardest way to score in football, it's like you get a prize after. When a team scores a touchdown, they get like a bonus turn. It's kind of like bowling a strike. You get a strike, you get another chance to go. You get a bonus turn. The same is true when you score a touchdown in football. You score a 6-point touchdown, and then you get a choice. You get a choice to either kick an extra point, which is exactly what it sounds like. You kick the ball through the goalposts at that field, and if the ball goes through those goalposts, you get an extra point. You kick an extra point. Now, your other choice is, you can score 2 extra points if you choose what is called a 2-point conversion. That is when the ball starts at a specific part of the field that's very, very close to the goal line, and the team has one chance, only one chance, to get the ball over the goal line. It's kind of like It's kind of like the team has a chance to score another touchdown, but you just get 2 points for it instead of six. So the main way that you score in football that you will see is a touchdown followed by an extra point. That's usually how things go. That's why most touchdowns are thought of as being worth 7 points. Okay, are you with me? With me so far? Okay. The other main way that you can score in football is if you kick a field goal. A field goal is when you kick the ball from wherever you are on the field. And if that ball goes through those big yellow goalposts at the end of the field, then you get 3 points. Now, the closer you are to the goalposts, the more likely you are to score a field goal, which is, again, 3 points. Okay. Now, there is one other way to score in football, and that is a safety, which is worth 2 points, but we're not going to get into that quite yet. What we need to understand now is how you move the ball down the field. Okay, so imagine you have the offense of one team versus the defense of the other, right? The offense has the ball. They are in charge of the ball. That is called possession. They have possession of the football. You'll hear that a lot. Now, that is unless they become very careless and they lose that possession, which is called a turnover. They lost their turn. The other team gets a turn now. Now, if you think about movement of a ball in other sports, most sports have rules about how you do that, about how you move the ball. Like in basketball, you have to dribble or pass. You can't just like walk with the ball on your arms. There are rules of how you move a basketball. In golf, you move the ball by hitting it with a club. You cannot pick it up and throw it. In soccer, you move the ball by kicking it with your feet or bumping it with your head or chest, but you cannot pick it up with your hands or even let it touch your arms. So there are rules in all sports that involve a ball of how you can move the ball. Similarly, there are specific rules in football of how you're allowed to move the ball. The two primary ways, they start from the quarterback position. The quarterback is like football triage. The quarterback is the captain, the guy in charge, the one whose hands must direct the ball. So the football is placed on the field, like on the ground. An offensive player called the center, he puts his hand on the ball. He is bent over. He is angry. He is protective of that football. He is also in the center. That's why he's called a center. He is also in the center of a line of equally bent over, angry, protective men. These men make up what is called the offensive line. It is a line of giant dudes who play for the offense of a team. And the center, who is in the center, listens very carefully to those funny sounds that you hear from the field. It's like 3, double, 13, 17, hike, you know. The quarterback is the one making those sounds. And those sounds are him using like code words to basically call a play or tell his teammates what they're doing. That's what a play is. It's like, this is what we have decided to do. You go here, you go here, you run this way, you block this guy. That's a play. Okay, now the quarterback says, hut, hike, whatever. He grunts something. And then the center, whose hand is on the ball, he hikes the ball or he tosses it very specifically through his legs to the waiting quarterback, right? The quarterback catches the ball. And then here is where the two movement choices come in, okay? There are two general ways that the ball can be moved. The ball can either be passed from the quarterback to another player, and not just any player. Like the quarterback cannot pass the ball to someone on the offensive line, or the referee will call a penalty of an ineligible receiver. So that's one of the rules. You can only pass to specific teammates. Those teammates are usually a wide receiver or a tight end. Those are the two positions that you would normally hear that would catch a ball. That player must catch the ball in the air, and then they are allowed to run towards the other team's goal line or end zone. That's another word for the end of the field. They are allowed to run there until a defensive player takes them down, tackles them. Now, for a tackle to count, the offensive player's knee must hit the ground. Like they're holding the ball, they're thrown down, their knee has to hit the ground. Or progress on the ball has to stop. Like you've seen before, you know, there are six guys in black jerseys around one guy in a blue jersey. And the guy in the blue jersey, he might not be on the ground, like his knee isn't on the ground, but he's not going anywhere. Like he's, the progress has been stopped. And that's when you'll hear a whistle and the ref is like, okay, good job, guys. That's as far as you're going to go. Thank you. Now that is a pass. That is a pass play. The quarterback throws the ball through the air to a receiver, and that receiver might run, might get tackled immediately, might not catch the ball at all. The second way a quarterback can triage the ball and move it down the field is with a run play. A run is when, also sometimes called a rush, is when the quarterback literally hands the ball to a running back. That's the position. And the running back takes that ball and starts running with it. And then the same rules apply. He runs until he's tackled or the ball's progress stops. We'll be right back. This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Recently, I was driving the middle school carpool and the two eighth graders were talking about how they had to take a foreign language in high school next year. One of them said, man, why do we have to take a class? Can't we just use Rosetta Stone? That thing works great. And while I tend to stay quiet during carpool, I did pipe up from the front. It really is, right? Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It is available on desktop or can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the Lazy Genius podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/genius. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/genius today. This episode is sponsored by Olive & June. I found Olive & June in 2020 when we were all looking for new hobbies and things to do. Well, now almost 4 years later, doing my nails at home with my daughter Annie and Olive & June's Manny system is still one of the things I look forward to every week. Olive & June makes it easy to get a salon-worthy manicure from the comfort of your home. The Manny system has everything you need in one box, salon-grade tools designed just for DIY, and your choice of six polish colors. And y'all, the colors they make are stunning. Annie and I just tried out their new colors for Valentine's Day. I'm wearing Love Note, a sparkly nude that matches my skin tone, and Annie is wearing Bouquet, a shimmery pink that matches her personality. Plus, Olive & June's polish is chip-resistant and lasts for 7 days. Visit oliveandjune.com/lazygenius for 20% off your first Manny system. That's oliveandjune.com/lazygenius for 20% off your first Manny system. This episode is sponsored by Ritual. I don't like wasting time or money on things that don't work. I have a healthy dose of skepticism, and I like knowing I've made a good choice. That's why I partner with companies like Ritual that consistently delight me. Ritual knows every good skeptic deserves a multivitamin that exceeds your expectations. Ritual is a female-founded B Corp, meaning they are holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of people and our planet. I take my Ritual Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamins every morning as I'm making my coffee, and I love how Ritual has made it easy for me to maintain this routine for 3 years and running. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/lazygenius. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/lazygenius for 25% off. This episode is sponsored by Green Chef. Have you heard of Green Chef? I love a good meal kit, and this one puts Whole Foods front and center. Green Chef delivers quality Whole Foods with limited processed ingredients, including low added sugar and sodium smart options, so you can match whatever dietary needs you have. Each week, choose from over 80 flavor-packed meals and easily customize them to suit your lifestyle preferences. I planned for my next Green Chef delivery to come next week, because next week is like peak month of May bonkers, and I already know I will not have the energy for
lunches. Yep, I'm using this meal kit box for lunches for me and my husband, and I cannot wait. Want to try Green Chef? Go to greenchef.com/lazygenius50 and use code lazygenius50 to get 50% off, plus 20% off your next 2 months. That's greenchef.com/lazygenius50 and use code lazygenius50 to get 50% off, plus 20% off your next 2 months. The number one meal kit for eating well.
Okay, so to recap, there are two ways you can move the ball down the field, right? You can pass it, you can run it. And both of those decisions originate with the quarterback. Okay, now let's talk about downs. Oh, downs are the logistical guardrails that determine how long a team can keep the ball. How long do they get to have their turn? Okay. When an offense gets the ball at the start of their turn, and an offense will have many turns in a game, many, many turns, they get, listen carefully, here it is. They get 4 tries to move the ball 10 yards. Okay. 4 tries to move the ball 10 yards. Now, a football is 100 yards long. So a team gets 4 tries to move 10 yards. If they move 10 yards, in 1 try, 2 tries, 3 tries, whatever, how many tries? Within 4. Then they get a new set of 4 tries to move 10 yards. These tries are called downs. So the most common down language you will hear is first and 10. Okay, first and 10. You'll see first and 10 at the 35-yard line, whatever. The first number, when you see first and 10, second and 3, third and 17, like whatever. The first number in that phrasing is the down that they are on, the try that they're on, okay? That's the first number. The second number is how many yards they have left to go in order to get a new set of turns or a new set of downs in order to keep playing. So if you see second and 6, that means the offense is on their second turn. Remember, they have 4. They have 4 before they have to give the ball back to the other team. So they're on their second turn, and they need to move the ball 6 more yards. So a team might start at first and 10. Both teams line up around the football. The quarterback makes his noises. And let's say he passes to a receiver, but the receiver does not catch it. Okay, that's one of their turns. They lost one. They're on their second turn now. They're second down. And because the pass was not caught, they call that an incomplete pass, by the way, that means that the offense didn't chip away at the 10 yards they're trying to get. So now the numbers will be second and 10. It's their second turn, and they still have 10 yards to go. Okay, now let's say the next play is a run play, and the running back moves the ball forward 3 yards. That means it's now third and 7. They did not get 10 yards yet, so they're still in their 4 turns. It's their third turn, and they have 7 yards to get. So that's 3rd and 7. Okay. Now, here's an important thing to know about 4 downs. If it's a team's 4th down, which means it's their last try, right? They don't get the yards they need. Then they have to give the ball to the other team wherever they are on the field, wherever the offense is on the field, wherever they are. It doesn't matter. So if an offense is, let's say, close to their own end zone, which is actually not the end zone they score. Remember, you score in the other team's end zone. You invade their territory. So if a team, an offensive team, is backed up, you'll hear that from commentators. If they're backed up in their own territory, they don't want to spend their 4th down trying to move the ball a little bit, right? Because if they miss it, the other team is going to get the ball super close to where that other team can score. And this is where we introduce the punt. The punt. A punt is when a team that is on their last turn, they're on their 4th down, they want to move the ball as far away from the other team as they can. It's when they kick the ball as far as they can from where they are. It's like a childish game of keep away. It's like they kick the ball so far on their last turn, so that when the opposing team gets their turn, they just have a longer way to go, okay? Now, you might say, why wouldn't they kick a field goal? If a team can't score a touchdown and they're too far away, can they kick a field goal on their 4th turn? Yes, they can. And many of them do when they're close enough to the goalpost to make it. But if they're just too far away, they will punt. So most of the time when it's fourth down, you'll see a team punt. They'll punt the ball away. They'll kick it far away from their own territory, from their own end zone, to make it harder for the other team, once that other team gets their turn, to score. They've got a longer way to go to before they score. Okay. Now, a difference here is, let's say it's towards the end of a game. Let's say the offensive team is down a touchdown. Okay. They're behind the other team by 7 points. And let's say there's only like a minute or two left in the game. Okay. There's not a lot of time left. That team will be in what you will hear commentators call four down territory. That means that a team will use all four of their downs to try to move forward. Always. Because, like, what's the point of punting? The game is almost over and they need to score. So they will risk turning the ball over to the other team because they want to score points. And so they're going to use every single chance they get. They're going to use every down that they can. Okay, so to recap, a team gets four tries to move 10 yards. Now, they can move way more than 10. They can run the length of the field in one play. 10 is not a limit. It is a minimum requirement. Okay, now, one thing that's important to know is what is called the line of scrimmage. The ball is placed in a very specific position on the field. It's where a knee went down. It's where a player caught the ball after a punt and said, you know what, this is good. I'm going to call a fair catch and I'm not going to run with this. This field position is good. Field position is where the ball is. And the referees are in charge of placing the football in the most accurate position they can based on wherever a player's body was when that player was holding the ball. Now, at the start of a play, or at the start of a turn, you know, one of those four turns, one of those downs, at the start of that, the ball is placed on the line of scrimmage. Then what happens, the reason it's called that is because the offense and defense line up on either side of that line of scrimmage, on either side of the ball. The defense is like, no, you cannot come this way with your ball. And the offense is like, watch me. And then they all crash into each other. So the funny thing about football that I find absolutely fascinating is that if a team is at third and one, okay, it's their third turn, they have 1 yard to go, right? They don't need a huge play. They don't need a touchdown. They literally just need to carry the ball 1 yard past the line of scrimmage. 1 yard. That's it. Let's talk about start small. That's why football is so complex from a coaching and playing perspective. There are so many variables, so many kinds of plays you can run. We have talked about quarterback sneaks or play action, or if the quarterback is in a shotgun position, we don't have to do that right now. But all of those variables make the game super, super interesting. But the place you start is right here. We start small right here. You just need to understand that there are rules of how a team can move the ball. They pass it or they run it. And that they just can't keep the ball forever, right? There have to be some guidelines on how long you get to have a turn. If you can't move the ball 10 yards in 4 tries, sorry, you lost your turn. The other team gets a shot now. As long as you understand that, you can keep up with football. You can learn the other stuff slowly as you loosely know what's happening in a game. You don't have to know nickel and dime defenses. You don't have to know what it means when somebody says the quarterback is in the pocket or strong side versus weak side. You don't have to know that stuff. You can enjoy the game without those things. Okay, two more glossary terms real quick. The first is a sack. A sack is when the quarterback is holding the ball. He's looking around. He's trying to figure out who's going to pass to. And a defensive player gets to him before he can pass and tackles him behind the line of scrimmage, which means the team lost yards. Oh no, so now they're in the red. Now they have to go more than 10 yards because the 10 yards begins from wherever the line of scrimmage is on the first down. If the ball starts on the 47-yard line and a quarterback gets sacked at the 35-yard line behind him, 12 yards back from where he started, That means the new line of scrimmage is at the 35-yard line where the quarterback was sacked. But that team has now, they have to go 22 yards now. They have to go the 10 from where they started plus the 12 they lost from the sack. You will know, by the way, how the refs are measuring those 10 yards because there are two giant orange sticks on the sideline connected by a chain that is, you guessed it, 10 yards long. So when they say bring out the chains, which makes me want to say bring out your dad, that means the football's location is so close to that 10-yard mark that they have to bring the chains onto the field and measure super, super close so they can really, really tell if a team gets a new set of downs, if they can keep playing. But a sack, back to the glossary thing, a sack is when a quarterback is tackled while holding the football and loses yards. One other term that I mentioned earlier is the safety. So a safety is when a defensive player tackles an offensive player who is holding the football in the offense's end zone, that painted part of the field on the other end. So it's kind of like a reverse touchdown. If you can keep an offensive team backed up into their own end zone where they have literally the entire football field to go in order to score a touchdown or a field goal, and you tackle the quarterback or a running back who's holding the ball, but is inside his own team's end zone, inside that painted part past the goal line, if you tackle him, you earn 2 points for your team. It's called a safety. And that's the only other way that you can score in football other than a touchdown or a field goal. Okay. One final thing. Penalties. Okay. There are rules in football. And if you break one of those rules, it's called a penalty. You'll know there's a penalty because one of the refs will throw a flag. You'll see flag on the play. That's what you'll hear someone say. So each ref has a yellow flag in his or her belt. There are female NFL referees, by the way. Yes, her is correct. I'm such a huge fan of this. And that ref will throw his or her yellow flag onto the field, like right away, when they see another player breaking a rule. Okay? So like, for example, when an offensive player starts moving before the ball is hiked, because they're not allowed to do that. They have to be like super dupe still. That's a false start. There's a penalty for that. When a defensive player pulls on the jersey of an offensive player who's trying to catch the pass, catch the ball, that's called pass interference. That's a penalty. When a player has a beef with an opposing player and like taunts them or pushes them or something, that is called unsportsmanlike conduct. That is a penalty. So you will see penalties happen all the time. Okay. Now, usually the consequence for a penalty is a loss of yards, like a 5 or 10 yard penalty, which means the team, if a penalty is against the offense, the team that has the ball, if they do something wrong, if they break a rule, their penalty is they have to add another 5 or 10 yards to the length that they're trying to go in their 4 turns. Okay. Or let's say it's a defensive penalty. Sometimes a penalty, if the defense does something like truly egregious, it results in what is called an automatic first down. So that means, like, let's say an offensive team, it's 3rd down and 26. It's 3rd and 26. You guys, it's their 3rd turn. Remember, most people are punting on their 4th turn. So really it's their last turn to move forward, you know, to actually try to make something happen. 26 yards is a super long way to go in 1 turn, you know. But let's say there's like a pass interference penalty on the defense. The offense gets an automatic first down. They automatically get to start over at 1st and 10. So penalties can be like a really big deal. Speaking of what's a really big deal, this is a lot. How you feeling? How we doing? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to watch a football game this weekend and just pay attention. Watch the way the teams move. Be like, that's a pass. That's a rush or run. Like, just sort of name those simple things. Practice the downs. You know, look at those numbers and go, you can say it to yourself or out loud. You're like, okay, it's their 2nd turn. They have to go 7 yards. Like, practice understanding those things. Start small with football. Just get used to understanding the downs. Just get used to understanding, like, it's offense and defense and they're moving the ball. Like, start there. Then you can start adding other stuff if you want. But you don't have to. You can actually really enjoy football with a pretty basic understanding. and downs are what get you. So I hope that this clarifies that a little bit. And that is the this bonus episode of the Lazy Genius Guide to Understanding Football. Thank you for listening to this bonus episode. I hope you had as much fun as I did. And until next time, be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. I'm Kendra. I'll see you Monday.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I am a big time verbal processor. Sometimes I don't know what I actually think about a situation until I say it out loud. And while I have lots of kind and trustworthy relationships in my life, there is one place that always feels safe no matter what I need to say. And that's when I'm talking to my therapist. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/thelazygenius today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/thelazygenius.